Yeah, hey, is Jevin?
Yeah, but I'm just calling.
Yeah, Patrick with Cardiff.
Okay, one moment, please.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Jed.
Yeah.
Hey, Jed, this is Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon? Good to hear. Hey, I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke earlier in the summer. It was about some equipment and capital we had you guys pre-approved for, and you told me you didn't really have anything going on at the time and to call back towards September. So you guys are doing out there in Central Point?
Pretty good. Yeah, we're still doing good.
You guys having a good summer so far?
Oh, yeah.
Good to hear. Where at in Central Point are you guys?
We're out by the airport.
Okay. Do you guys service, like, all of the Southern Oregon area then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I gotcha. Any big plans maybe for the, the fall coming up or the rest of the year?
Don't see anything really happen.
Are you guys looking to, add on to the fleet anytime soon or bring on some new trucks?
No, I think we're okay right now.
Okay, have you had any big, purchases throughout the year already or, anything to take advantage of that tax write-off for the end of the year? Okay, just out of curiosity, too, do you guys, plan on taking advantage of that, or?
I don't know yet. I might look at some numbers and figure out something.
See where you're at, right?
Yeah.
I see. We also do capital, too, so, if you guys ever needed some, extra operating cash, we could get that for you as well.
Okay.
Do you guys typically, finance equipment, or just typically, pay cash?
Yeah, typically.
For the bigger ones, right? Okay, is it typically your busy time during the summer or more, towards the winter out there?
Fall, yeah.
Right, when all the weather starts getting bad, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
I see. Well, go ahead.
On your financing, do you guys require guarantees or...
Depends, not really, what is it you were really looking for, though?
Well, we've been in business a long time. We're an established business. I don't like doing personal guarantees.
Right, yeah. Not like that unless it's later on, down in the process, towards the funding end of it, depending on what the scenario was. With the equipment, the equipment is the collateralized item. So other than that, with the capital, it's unsecured cash, so... do you guys have a line of credit that you typically lean on if you do need some financing or?
We do, yeah.
Is that one secured too or unsecured?
It's unsecured.
Okay, yeah, so kind of the same situation. So it does give you a lot of options and stuff, but yeah, it's a very short process. We have a really fast turnaround as well, but yeah, time in business is one of the big factors. So you said you've been around a while. Other than that,
we've been in business for 40 years.
That's quite a long time too. Have you been, running the show yourself the whole time, or family business, or?
No, I've only been doing it for 27 years.
Did you end up buying the business and taking over?
Yep.
Oh, I see. That's pretty cool. Quite the accomplishment too. It's quite some time to be in business. But yeah, one of our main factors too is sales. We don't, base a lot of it off credit, although that is one of the factors. But, generally with that capital too, we're able to take about 10 to 15% of it and then unlock that back to you as, unsecured cash for you guys to use. So, it really just depends.
If I retired, and somebody was taking the business over and I personally guaranteed a piece of equipment or money, I don't know how that would work.
No, for sure, and yeah, I'm sure we do work with we have stuff like that too. Are you looking to get out of business pretty soon, or?
Well, you never know. I'm just one of these days. I'm going to, so I just want to make sure before I personally guarantee something, that I haven't locked myself into a position where I can't sell my business.
No, yeah, for sure, and yeah, definitely, I understand that. But yeah, how about I just get your email? I'll shoot over, you know, my contact information if anything does ever come up that we have me on file, and you know, we can go from there. But you know, or if you need the new owner, you know, anything like that with that equipment, we can help you out from there. What's a good email for you, Jed?
It's jed@jptools.com.
jed@jptools.com. Perfect. All right, Jed, I'll shoot you over my info, and, you know, we'll go from there if anything ever does come up that we have me on file.
All right, thanks.
Have a good day.